and know that in origin the sacrifice is requested on its time from the living person on his behalf, and he may allow whomever he wishes from the living and the dead in its reward. The Prophet ﷺ and his companions used to make sacrifice on their behalf and on the behalf of their families. As to the sacrifice for the dead, singling him alone, singing them alone, some of the people of knowledge permitted this, considered it permissible, saying that this is a type of sadaqah, a type of charity. And as we know, the sadaqah is valid to be offered on behalf of the dead and benefits him by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, other scholars are with the opposite opinion, that no sacrifice is to be offered on behalf of the dead, because there is nothing proving the case being done by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. According to this opinion, they say that his wife Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, died, and his uncle Hamza died while he, the Prophet ﷺ, was alive, and there are no reports to indicate that he offered the sacrifice on any one of them. And Khadija is most beloved woman to him, and his uncle is most beloved of his uncles to him. Now,